Okay. Welcome again to Grace Baptist Church and our Sunday school. I do pray, as always, that the Lord God will have his hand on all of us, on me as I deliver his word, praying that by the Spirit of God I do so in you, that you would hear and be able to act upon the truths that we look at. Today, I have a question for you, one that many people are inquisitive of. Who is the Antichrist? The Antichrist, against Christ. I'm going to begin today's message by reading four literal translations of Scripture from two of the Apostle John's letters. I'll read you three scriptures from 1 John and one from 2 John. It would be far better that you listen, because again, it will not be like the King James Version or the New King James Version particularly, but again, more literal in the translations. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is a last hour. Now, I know your text says the last hour. The word the is not in the original text. Now, I know at times maybe it's helpful to have that done, but literally this text says, little children, it is a last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many Antichrists have come into existence. Folks, that was 2,000 years ago, and we're going to go back even further than that in a bit, whereby we know that it is a last hour. Again, the word the is not there. It's very important that we understand that there may be a number of last hours, but only one last day. Now, moving on, 1 John 2:22, please listen to this. And may I make you aware of the fact that in the original text, the Greek, there's no punctuation. There are no commas, no semicolons, no periods. And actually, everything's written in capital letters. This first part of 1 John 2:22 asks a question, and there are actually two portions in this sentence. Please listen closely. Who is the liar if not the one denying? That's one part that you need to hear. Who is the liar if not the one denying? And then a second part, we're talking about someone denying, and then another idea, another thought, that Jesus is not the Christ. Now, why is that set up that way? Listen to the rest of the sentence. This is the Antichrist, the one denying the Father. That's what the first part of that sentence was talking about. If not the one denying the Father and the Son. And then in addition, that Jesus is not the Christ. They deny God the Father and God the Son, and they also say that Jesus is not the Christ. Another truth we see there, to deny one is to deny both. If you deny the Christ, you deny the Father. If you deny the Father, you deny the Christ. In essence, the liar here denies the one true God. Now moving on, 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3. Please, please listen. These verses are absolutely full of truth that we may not always see. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, I have even said myself, this is talking about spiritual gifts, but with another closer look here, friends, when God gives a spiritual gift, it is for the edification of his people. It's not to be a false prophet. That is not a gift, to be a false prophet. That is a condemnation. It's simply saying, believe not every spirit. Folks, there's an unholy spirit and a holy spirit. And in the unholy spirit realm, you may have a number of demons, spirits, Satan coming at you. Believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of the God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. False prophets will not have the Spirit of God. By this you know the Spirit of the God. Listen, every spirit which confesses Jesus Christ having come in flesh is of the God. They were nurtured by God, taught by God, sent by God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ has come in flesh is not of the God. And this is that of the Antichrist. Now, what is he talking about when he says, and this is that of the Antichrist? Well, we go back to what he just said. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of the God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard that is coming and now is in the world already. 2,000 years ago, the Antichrists were here. The spirit Antichrist was here. And we're going to see even before that. The spirit Antichrist was here. Lastly, from John's letters, 2 John verse 7. Only one chapter, 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those not confessing Jesus Christ coming in flesh. Many deceivers, previously referred to as liars. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Do you hear that? In that day, this is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Now, what do we learn from these verses that we've just read? I've pointed out a few things. Let's regroup and look again. What do we learn from these explicit, clear scriptures? Above all, we must understand that the Antichrist is a spirit. Do you hear me? The Antichrist is a spirit. That spirit is a liar and a deceiver. Now, does that sort of cause you to start looking at something? Well, folks, that is Satan, also called the devil, speaking to those who are of that spirit. Christ himself said this, speaking to those who were of that spirit, Christ says this, you are of a father, the devil. Now, I know your text says the Father. The word thee is not in the text again. And the reason for that is these people had just been claiming to have a father, Abraham. So Christ says, well, you are of a father, the devil. And the desires of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Do you hear that now? That spirit of murder from the beginning. Remember Cain? First child born to humanity was a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. This spirit of Antichrist, there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This is who he is. He is a liar, a deceiver, a spirit. Satan, again, is the spirit Antichrist. Satan is the spirit Antichrist. It all began with him. Sin began with him. Being against Christ began with him. He took down about a third of the angels with him. And then we're going to see some more activity in a moment. Satan, the spirit Antichrist. And this spirit is manifested in everyone who denies Jesus is the Christ come in human flesh, as well as denying God the Father, as we saw. Satan, the devil, a lying spirit, as we just read, he is the father of lies. Well, listen to some scripture and see if the narrative is not just like what is viewed in the first couple of chapters of Job. Listen to this now. Tell me you don't see the likeness between Job and these verses. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 19 through 22. Please, please listen to this. Then Micaiah, the prophet, then he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by, on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? So one spoke in this manner, and another spoke in that manner. The host of heaven were speaking to God, just as we see there in the first two chapters of Job. Then a spirit came forward. What did Satan do when he was in the midst of God with the sons of God around him? God spoke to him. He came forward and spoke. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. The Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets, Ahab's prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so. I don't know. I don't see how we can miss how much that sounds like the Lord God and Satan in the book of Job. The devil is a spirit, a lying spirit, a deceiving spirit. It's everywhere in the New Testament. We see he's the one that goes out and deceives the nations in the Revelation. As an angel, Satan, though a falling angel, is still a spirit. as are all God's angels. Hebrews 1:7. And of the angels, God says, who makes his angels spirits. Do you hear that? Who makes his angels spirits. If any being is anti-Christ, the devil is foremost. Remember, the Apostle John, as led by the Holy Spirit of God, said, the spirit of the Antichrist was now already in the world. Now, folks, it's so clear. It's right there in your Bible, Genesis, Revelation. That spirit was manifested in the serpent in the garden and deceived Eve. All right? Right back to the beginning, folks. That spirit was in Cain, who murdered his brother Abel. Satan, he was a murderer from the beginning, as we quoted from John 8. Now today, our present theology today, goodness, and the preaching thereof, in my mind, is a perversion of the Holy Scripture so often. I don't say that without exception. But the vast majority of it is a perversion of the Holy Scriptures. And in this is revealed the absence of the Holy Spirit in the souls of the vast majority of those professing to be Christians. The rejection of God's sovereign grace, especially in the salvation of human beings, is absolute blasphemy. It's blasphemous. The teaching concerning the end times, which is so popular today and has been for quite a while, has been made overwhelmingly complicated with countless positions and theories, pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, post-tribulation. My position on all that, pretty much, if you are truly a Christian, folks, your life is the great tribulation, the Christian life. Fiery trials sent by God to test you. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please examine yourselves whether or not you be in the faith. Everything's always going smoothly for you. No fiery trials. No tribulation. No fellowship of the sufferings of Christ in your life. Goodness. He was a man of sorrow and of grief. Is that not in your life? Again, Christians are like Christ, being made like unto Christ. And the vast majority of that is formed when we fellowship in his sufferings. Of this you can be sure when we're talking about these end times, these complicated positions so often. You can be sure about this. There's going to be a last day. The end, a final judgment, the day, as the Bible says, the day of Christ, your final destiny, an eternal fate will be revealed in that day when Christ returns as the judge of the living and the dead. No one will escape that. On that day, it will finally be revealed, a final revelation, once and for all, a revelation of whether or not you are a Christian, or if you are, listen, Antichrist. If you are Antichrist. who is the Antichrist. I'm going to be reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Again, please, would you listen? I'm going to be changing a few things and going to some other verses. You can always go back and read this, but listen right now, please, especially as the chapter begins. Now, brethren, Paul the Apostle, led by the Holy Spirit of God, now, brethren, Christians, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him. That is the scenario here, folks. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gathering of His people to Him. We ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit. Now, what kind of spirit would that be that would trouble you? A lying spirit, or by word, a lying word, or by letter, a lying letter, as if from us. That will not come from God. As though the day of Christ had come. These people were saying the day of Christ had come. These enemies of Christ. Folks, there's something going around today like that. A lady called me on the phone and asked me some questions about that. That Christ had already come and that we were already in the kingdom of heaven. Totally crazy. But again, we're not to be soon shaken by such talk. Let no one deceive you by any means. For unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, the human being of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, the one opposing and exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Folks, what God is talking about here is every sinner. Every sinner. A human being of sin. A son of perdition. Another thing very interesting, the one opposing and exalting himself continually and ongoingly. Folks, that started way back there in the garden. It's been going on all through the time here on earth. It will continue until the last day. And now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. What is that talking about? The Spirit of God is restraining sin, and that will be stopped at the coming of Christ, when Christ will reveal each individual sinner, the human being of sin, for what they really are. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be revealed. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Again, folks, it started in the garden. It's going on today, and it will keep going on until the Spirit of God is removed and Christ comes to straighten it all out once and for all. And then the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now, folks, Paul has already discussed that in the first chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Listen, here is what he was talking about, what he's talking about right here. And then the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Okay. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Christians who are troubled by antichrists. And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Folks, we're talking about the same thing, same event. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God. Now, that doesn't mean they don't know about God. The creation reveals that. It means they don't have a personal relationship with the one true God. And on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. No explanation is necessary there, folks. Very clear. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Again, the source of their everlasting destruction is the presence of Christ and his power when he comes in that day. Same situation that we've just been reading about in chapter 2, and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Folks, what we just read there, again, and then the wicked one will be revealed when the Lord will consume, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Same thing. Talking about individual sinners. Verse 9. Of whom is the coming of the wicked one according to the working of Satan? Another repetition of where this Antichrist spirit comes from. According to the working of Satan. With all power, signs, and lying wonders. Have we ever seen anything like that among the ones who are Antichrist in our Bibles? Over in Exodus, you remember the magicians who did some miraculous things in the presence of Moses? Here's another one. Listen to this from Deuteronomy. Listen, from Deuteronomy. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of the prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Folks, again, this goes right back to the beginning. This Antichrist spirit manifested in the souls of human beings, it's been here as long as we've been here, beginning with Eve in the garden. Again, of whom is the coming of the wicked one according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. The Antichrist spirit who may preach to these folks so that they are deceived. Deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Just as with the lying spirit we saw in the Old Testament, that they should believe the lie. Now, what is the lie again, folks? We read it. That they should believe the lie that Jesus is not the Christ. That God the Father and Jesus are not God. That's the lie. That they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The pleasure of sin for a season. Every sinner who denies the Father and the Son is the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? Every sinner who denies the Father and the Son. I'm going to close with a verse we read earlier, plus the verse that follows that verse over there in 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, and then I'm going to read verse 23. Who is the liar? But the one denying that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Antichrist. Excuse me. He is Antichrist. Word thee not there. He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See both sides of it there, folks. Denying the Father and the Son, believing in the Father and the Son, believing from the heart as gifted by the Holy Spirit. Simple question ends the message. Are you a Christian or the Antichrist? Are you a Christian or Antichrist? The last day will settle that once and for all, one time and for everybody. Think about that. Amen.